us and rose again for our resurrection hope. We've come together for this special service for a very beautiful lady, Jenny, that we loved and miss dearly already. I pray, friends, that this is a special morning for you, that you are encouraged under God in the hope of eternal life that Jesus gives, and that you encourage each other with your stories and memories of Jenny and what a beautiful person she was. My name is Wayne Schuller. I'm the vicar here at Berwick Anglican Church, and it's my privilege to be leading the service this day. We've come together to thank God for the life of Jenny, to mourn and honour her, to lay to rest her mortal body, and to support one another in our grief. We face a certainty of our own death and judgment, yet Christians believe that those who die in Christ share eternal life with him. Therefore, in faith and hope, we turn to God, who created and sustains us all. We have these words of hope that Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, yet will they live." So friends, in faith and hope, we're going to begin by singing our first hymn together, "How Great Thou Art." And you can sing in the booklets you've been given.
Thank you.
Please be seated and bow your heads as I lead us in prayer. God of all grace, you sent your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ, to bring life and immortality to light. His cross declares your love to be without limit. His resurrection declares that death, our last enemy, is overthrown. By his death, he destroyed the power of death. By his glorious resurrection, he opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. His victory assures us of the promise that you will never leave us or forsake us, that neither death nor life, nor things present, nor things to come, can separate us from your love in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. We'll now hear the eulogy which Vincent John September is going to deliver. Thank you.
Yeah, well, what a day. On behalf of the Fundavat and Steenkamp families, may I thank one and all who have come to honour and farewell Jenny today. Your presence is testimony that she was well thought of and liked by her friends. She must have struck a chord with all who met her, befriended her, and enjoyed her company. Jenny left this life when she answered the call to join her Maker on the 4th of July, and in doing so relinquished all her pain as she joined her God. I am John September Collin and Jenny's brother-in-law, and I'm very privileged to be presenting this eulogy to a loved wife, mother, grandmother, and sister. Jenny was one of three siblings and sister to Errol and Sheffield Steenkamp. Now, Jenny and I had something in common. We unfortunately married into the Van der Watt family. She to Colin and I to Felicia. And that gave us a bond which led to many clandestine discussions about the workings of our spouse's family. Oh boy, the skinderparikies over the years were hilarious. Now, Colin and Jenny met on the 1st of January. Oh, the poor boy. New Year's Day, 1960, at the holiday camp at Komiki. Needless to say, the poor boy was starstruck and immediately madly in love at first sight. How silly. Oh boy, he didn't know it, but he, like most of us men, he was about to be hooked. However, Jenny played it very cool and kept him at arm's length for quite some time. Before some months later, he was allowed to see her again, and once more by clandestine means. Jenny arranged through a girlfriend for Colin to visit, and he was introduced as this girlfriend's brother. Needless to say, they got away with the initial deception. Finally, after 6 years, in August 1966, Jenny said yes, and they married. And then Chanel, the only child, arrived, and two became three. In her sporting exploit, Jenny enjoyed playing hockey for Athlone High and the Belmont Hockey Club. She qualified in accountancy, which was her career choice. Jenny also enjoyed dancing and fashion, and loved being one of the belles of the ball, always making her extremely late entrance at dances, beautifully attired in the latest fashion available. In 1984, Colin, Jenny, and Chanel immigrated to Australia and set up home in Adelaide, where Jenny's mum and dad were living, and later decided to move to Melbourne. 18 years ago, unfortunately, Jenny was diagnosed with breast cancer. And for that period of time and through the periods of remission, she fought her greatest battle with dignity and determination, and it is testament to her courage and fortitude that she and Colin celebrated their golden wedding anniversary in 2016. Colin and Jenny were married for 52 years. And now I would like to read an anonymous writing. And knowing Jenny as I did, she would have liked me to leave this with you. When I am gone, release me. Let me go, as I have many things to see and do. You must not tie yourself to me with too many tears, but be thankful we had so many good years. I gave you my love, and you can only guess how much you have given me in happiness. I thank you for the love that you have shown, but now it's time I traveled alone. So grieve for me a while, if grieve you must. Then let your grief be comforted by trust. It is only for a while that we will be apart. So treasure the memories within your hearts. I won't be far away, and your lives must go on. And if you need me, call and I will come. Though you can't see or touch me, I will be near. And if you listen closely with your heart, you will hear all my love around you, loud and clear. And then one day, when you come this way, I'll be there to greet you with a smile and a welcome home. May God bless Colin, Chanel, Rain, and all Jenny's immediate family, and may all of you who came this day to honor her also be showered with these blessings. Thank you.
Thank you, Vincent. We'll now hear from Jenny's granddaughter, Rain. Thank you.
Grandma Jenny was easily one of the best people in my young life. And going to Grandma and Grandpa's house was more than just a visit. It was a full holiday. Karaoke in the kitchen, car, and everywhere else, watching movies well into the AMs, and making pillow forts that only went down when the big bad wolf, Grandma, blew them down. Visiting my grandparents always meant freedom. It wasn't anarchy, mind you. We still went to church, and Grandma always made sure I looked my best. But it was freedom, and there was a reason for that. Grandma Jenny was her own person. Sharp as a tack and stubborn as anything, she did what she wanted, she went where she wanted, and God help anyone that got in her way. When she wanted to look flawless, she did. And even in that age care, she remained inseparable from her 6-inch heels, much to our carer's dismay. I vividly remember one of my last conversations with her, discussing what I wanted to do with my life, as well as the classic grandparent conversation of, when am I going to get my great-grandkids? I jokingly Googled the richest people in the world to point out my future spouse. All over 70, but some very eligible bachelors and bachelorettes. And she stopped me. Taking me very seriously, she insisted right there and then that I marry who I please, but they better make me happy. That I find a good job and support myself, but that I look forward to going to it each day. An incredibly important lesson that Grandma instilled in me, in the pursuit of happiness, remain stubborn as a mule. Find out where you want to go and get there. Don't take the easy route and certainly don't squander what you have. Do I miss my grandma? Absolutely. And I doubt there'll be a day where I don't think of her. But I'm so grateful for the light she brought to my life and the future light she will continue to inspire. Thank you so much for coming here to support her, and I hope that you remember her. And when you remember her strength and insistent joy, even in the face of the worst adversity.
Thank you, Rain. And we'll now hear from Chanel. Thank you.
Thank you. After that amazing, powerful eulogy and the fabulous tribute of my daughter Rain, there's not too much that I can add except gratitude to all of you for coming, for remembering her, because she'd be thrilled. She'd be thrilled. You are her legacy. And all I can just right now express is thank you for people that have come from far and wide, interstate, overseas, and making such a huge effort for her. Bless you all.
Thank you, Chanel. Colin, the floor is yours, of course. Of course you're welcome.
Ladies and gentlemen, to my daughter, I want to say thank you for sending her mother on her way. You've prepared everything for her. She's gone, but we will not forget her. And goodbye, Jenny. Farewell. I will miss you. Cherie, are you here? I've got a special tribute to my wife. It was a song she loved. I was going to sing it, but but I was told, you are not going to do it. I've brought somebody here to perform the song, and I will stand next to her. We did perform it at the residence. She played the song, sang it. I also sang it, but God, blimey. Cherie, this is Cherie. She will play the song. I will talk to the trees, or I'll try. Cherie, come here. That's better than me singing, isn't it?
Beautiful, thank you, Colin. And now we have something very special. Please look above me. We're going to see a photographic tribute of Jenny's life.
Coisa mais linda, mais cheia de graça, ela, menina que vem e que passa, num doce balanço, caminho do mar. Moça do corpo dourado, do sol de Ipanema, o seu balançado é mais que um poema, é a coisa mais linda que eu já vi passar. Estou tão sozinho. Ah, porque tudo é tão triste. Ah, beleza que existe. Ah, beleza que não é só minha, que também passa sozinha. Ah, se ela soubesse que quando ela passa, o mundo sorrindo se enche de graça e fica mais lindo por causa do amor. Thank you.
Beautiful. We'll now hear from God's Word, the Bible, with our two Bible readings that Thurston and Tanya are going to read for us. And after the readings, Reverend Hugh Prentice will share the message. Thank you, Thurston.
Verse 37, all that the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me, I will never drive away. 38, for I have come down from the heaven, not to do my will, but to do the will of him who has sent me. 39, and this is the will of who have sent me, that I shall lose none of all that he has given me, but raise them up at the last day. 40, for my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
The second reading is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 42 to 58. So will it be with the resurrection of the dead. The body that is sown is perishable, it is raised imperishable. It is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, it is raised in power. It is sown a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body. If there is a natural body, there is also a spiritual body. So it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living being. The last Adam, a life-giving spirit. The spiritual did not come first, but the natural, and after that, the spiritual. The first man was of the dust of the earth, the second man from heaven. As was the earthly man, so are those who are of the earth. And as is the man from heaven, so also are those who are of heaven. And just as we have borne the likeness of the earthly man, so shall we bear the likeness of the man from heaven. I declare to you, brothers, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable. Listen, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed in a flash, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
My dear friends, what a lovely crowd of people to bless you, Colin and family, as we remember dear Jenny. I bring my Christian sympathy to you all, especially to Colin and your family and all the relatives and friends, in-laws and members of this congregation, this church here, as we love and support you in this time. And I pray for you as you adjust to Jenny's not being with us in this life, and pray that God will grant you his grace, his comfort and blessing to recall all the good times we saw on the screen up there, a good time with Jenny and her part in our lives. So for you, especially Colin, may God bless you as you recall all Jenny's love and helpfulness over the 52 years of your Christian marriage together. Since August 1966. I can identify with you in those six and a bit years between getting smitten and getting married. But we also were teenagers when Dorothy and I fell in love, and we've had to wait that longer period then. And I'm grateful to you for the privilege you've given me of speaking here at this service to honour Jenny and reflect on her life and faith and the amazing grace the Lord Jesus Christ to her and to us all too. And I want to thank you for your marvellous role in Edrington Park. I only came to this church 3 years ago or so, and part of my role is look after the 10 o'clock service here a couple of times a month and go across to Edrington Park. I used to call Colin my sheepdog because he rounded up all the sheep to come round to the service we had over there in the dining room. He was terrific. And there's this friend called Ian Harrison who couldn't come today. He really wanted to come, but he's too crook. He's got his terminal cancer, and he sends his love and greetings, and I'm grateful for Robert and Margaret for your link with him over there. So Ian was one of those who came to saving faith in Christ because of Colin's influence to bring him to this church where he found the gospel. Thank you for that. And it was good to sing hymns over there in the communion service we used to have in the monthly gathering in the dining room over there in Edrington Park. And one of the favourite ones we sang was the next hymn we're going to be singing, that's about God's amazing grace to us in the Lord Jesus Christ. And this was Jenny's experience. God, in his grace, saved her and enabled her to see the truth of the gospel. God relieved her of her fears, as we'll be singing soon, by bringing her to trust in the Lord Jesus. So all her fear of hell was gone because she knew she was in Christ. And God in his grace brought her through many dangers, toils and snares and led her safely home to his beautiful heaven. And the same way is open to us all as well. I'd like to thank you, Colin, for all your encouragement you've given to me as your pastor and also to others in Edrington Park and around this church. It's been good to visit you too in your unit, especially when Jenny was too frail to come to church services here, or indeed actually to get to the dining room in Edrington Park. And we'd have some communion services there in your unit. And I'd love to encourage Jenny, as her faith seemed to need more nurture than yours, which was stronger. But I thank you for being a blessing to her all those years. And the last time we were together, Jenny was past being able to respond. Yet we know that people can hear even when they can't respond. So as Colin and I prayed for her there, and she seemed close to the end of her life, indeed it was true, yet we believe that she could hear and understand. And in her heart and soul, she was also reaching out to God in prayer. So we prayed for dear Jenny, commended her to God, as it appeared to us she was drawing near to her great transition into God's beautiful heaven. Well, friends, we've gathered here in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, and I'd like to pray God's blessing for us all now as we listen to what he teaches us in his Holy Bible about Jenny's experience right now. She's not here, this is her body. She's in heaven, enjoying being with Christ in that wonderful time there and looking forward to being raised up at the last day when the Lord Jesus returns in glory. So let me lead us in a prayer now. God, our Father, we praise you for all you have taught us in your Bible, especially through our Lord Jesus Christ and his Apostle Paul. And we open our hearts to you, Lord, to receive your holy word. And we pray, please help us to understand what's happened to Jenny since she left this life and the resurrection that awaits her and the rest of us who are Christians when your Son Jesus comes again in glory. For we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, friends, if you're as old as I am, you may have been to many funerals, and the Anglican style has usually been to read from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, and I'm thankful to Tanya for reading that today. It's a good part of the scripture because Paul gives us an understanding of what will happen to us when the Lord Jesus comes back to this world and takes those of us who are alive still up to glory, and those who are dead get resurrected. So, Jenny body has died, and it will be laid to rest with reverence and care. What about the rest of Jenny? That person we knew when she was alive. Well, we can learn from the Bible about that. Let me begin with the Lord Jesus' teaching us when he said about how we shall love the Lord God with the four departments of our being. He said that the most important commandment is to love the Lord God with all our heart and soul and mind and strength. Let me explain a bit about that. The heart part of us is the bit that we fall in love with. You remember back in 1960? And I do too. Oh, it was great. Those golden years of being madly in love and then maturing on into years of marriage as well. That's the heart bit that we love the Lord God with and our spouses if we're married and also the other people in our family and circles of friends. So there's that Bible command which I love very much. It says, husbands, love your wives. And I delight to do that. And you did well, Colin. God bless you for that, obeying that command. Even when Jenny's health was and thinking were diminished in the last part of her life, you showed such grace and patience as you loved her. And I honor you for that. God bless you for that marvelous example of godly devotion. That heavy load of husbandly concern that you carried for so long. And the Lord has remembered all that. He's got it in his records. And at the last day when we get our rewards, you'll be getting up there and we shall cheer you as you get your honor from the Lord God for this particular avenue of loving Jenny so well. So for us, that love we have doesn't stop when you die. Think of Jenny in heaven now. She's loving the Lord. She's loving the other people around her. In heaven, you don't sit in a cubicle and just thank God. You have parties, feasts, worship times. It's a good time to be there. And I'll be looking forward to meeting Jenny when my turn comes up in heaven. So that's the heart you love with. Then the soul or the spirit is our special inner spiritual nature with which we worship the Lord. It's our knowing him, and it's a wonderful blessing to have the Holy Spirit in us to enhance that worship here now on earth and, of course, in heaven with our soul and spirit. That's the part of us that leaves the body when we die, and it's not snuffed out, as some people think. You just go into oblivion. That's not the Christian revelation. God says, no, you go to be with Christ. And the Lord Jesus told this marvelous parable in Luke 16, if you want to look it up sometime, where this poor chap Lazarus died. He was a godly character. And he went up and he was enjoying himself in heaven. Whereas the other fellow, he was off in hell, getting real trouble. And I don't want Satan to have any customers in hell. I want to get everybody into heaven if I possibly can. So that's the soul and the spirit that you have. And the Lord Jesus said to Martha in John chapter 11, I am the resurrection and the life. Anyone who believes in me will live even though they die. And whoever lives by believing in me will never die. So here we learn that our physical death is not the end of our existence. You've heard of Billy Graham. He said this in the last part of his life. He said, one day you're going to hear that Billy Graham has died. Don't you believe it? I'll be more alive on that day than I ever have been before. All I've done is move my address from earth to heaven. So it's true to say there's a real beautiful future for us in heaven with the Lord. Now the third department is our mind, and that's what we think with. Thank God we've got the ability to do that, to read, to understand, to sing, to converse. All these things we use for our minds and our skills, and we love the Lord God with them. And in heaven, we'll be singing the Hallelujah chorus as we read in the Revelation. And the fourth one is our strength. Now, this refers to this body of ours, which you know will one day die. Jenny's time has come. She's left her body. So that's concluded, that part of her loving the Lord, which she did for all those years she had on earth. She loved the Lord with her heart and soul and mind and her strength. That's what she did with her body. So this is the Lord God teaching us about our makeup. And I'd like you to look in your Bible reading. Can you find in your section there, we've got this second Bible reading there about what the Lord Jesus is going to do with us at the last day. He tells us what happens to us who love and follow him when he comes again, and he's called this second coming the last day. No, it's actually the first Bible reading. This is the one from John chapter 6. We note that the Lord Jesus spoke of how God his Father gives some people to him. And here we learn that God has some people in mind, then we get born and grow up, and then we come to that saving faith in Jesus, and that's when God the Father gives us to Jesus, to belong to him. And Jenny became one of his disciples, a real Christian. And if we read, all whom the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me I will never drive away. So Jesus welcomes every single human being to come to him to receive the wonderful gifts of forgiveness of sins and his Holy Spirit, a part in his church, understanding of the Bible, and promise of eternal life, these wonderful things. We sang about how great thou art. There's that verse, how we thank God who sent his Son to die on the cross to take away our sins as the Lamb of God. And this is how God saves us, by putting our badness on Jesus and giving Jesus' goodness to us. That's the great transaction which we do at our conversion. Jesus says he'll never drive away anyone who responds to the gospel of God's grace by coming to him. He said, "For I have come down from heaven not to do my will, but to do the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I shall lose none of those he's given me, but I shall raise them up at the last day." So, God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ guided his Son Jesus to welcome all of us into his family through our trust in him. And he promises us marvelous security and assurance. Firstly, he'll not lose anyone who comes to him in faith. No true Christian ever goes to hell. None! Hell's for other people who don't follow the Lord Jesus. The second thing, of course, is we're looking forward to that resurrection. And if you can remember the Anglican Creed, it says, "I believe in the resurrection of the dead." So, that's us, the resurrection of the body. Here we are believing in that. So in our present service, we're thinking of our dear departed sister, Jenny. Here is her body, and it'll be cremated and the ashes put reverently somewhere. And the Lord Jesus will raise her up at the last day. That's what he promised. And he's prepared for us a place in heaven for every Christian in his Father's very spacious house in heaven. He said in John's Gospel, "Don't let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, so believe also in me. In my Father's house there's plenty of room. If that were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I'll come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am." This is the phrase we used in Africa to describe a Christian's death. We say they got their home call, or the Lord took them to heaven. That's Jenny's experience, and she's with Christ in heaven now. We go to be with Christ, which the Apostle Paul said was far better. That's even when our life here on earth is sweet and comfortable. But how much more when the life is racked with trouble and distress, like Jenny knew in the last part of her life. So Jenny, like all other Christians who have already died, is looking forward to when the Lord Jesus returns to raising her up at the last day, what we call the general resurrection. Now that's to distinguish it from the first resurrection the Lord Jesus had 2,000 years ago when he rose up after his death. So the general resurrection will happen at the last day, and that's when Jesus raises us up. And the second Bible reading, God reveals to us in his Apostle Paul something about our resurrection body. It'll be like Jesus' resurrection body he got way back then in Palestine in 30 AD. So the dead physical body we have is changed to be imperishable, glorious, powerful, spiritual body that Jesus will give us at the second coming. We read, so it will be with the resurrection of the dead. The body that is sown is perishable. It is raised imperishable. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. It is sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body. If there's a natural body, there's also the spiritual body. And that first Adam that we read about, we read about him in his Genesis. He was earthly, created out of the dust of the earth. And the second Adam is our Lord Jesus Christ, the man of heaven, who came to bring us salvation and eternal life. We are truly human. We're made in the image of God. That's the spiritual part of our makeup, in contrast to our four-legged friends who might have minds, they might have hearts to love us with and all the rest. They don't have a soul. They're different from us people. So we're truly human, and as we come to belong to the Lord Jesus and receive his gift of salvation, he grants us the immense privilege of being like him in true holiness and righteousness. Well, those last three verses of the second Bible reading touch on the dramatic changes that God will make at Jesus' second coming. When Paul says in verse 51, we will not all sleep, he teaches us that there's a whole generation of people who will not go through death. And if the Lord Jesus comes this afternoon, all of us won't experience death. But we'll be changed, says the Bible. Paul says, listen, I'll tell you a mystery. We'll not all sleep, but we will all be changed in a flash, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. And for those who, like Jenny, will have already left this life, when the Lord Jesus returns, they'll be raised, imperishable, glorious, spiritual, powerful body. That's the future that she has, and we also who are in Christ. So the Bible directs us to comfort one another with these words. And here we are reaching out our hands of comfort and encouragement to you, Colin, and to all your family too, as we share in the grief of being bereaved of Jenny and the hope of the glorious resurrection ahead. Let me lead us in a prayer now. Father God, as we walk through this valley of the shadow of Jenny's death and our own awareness of being mortal, we ask you, please comfort us. Enable us to see and understand your gospel of amazing grace to us in Christ and to receive your gracious gift of forgiveness and eternal life. And then to experience your amazing grace to bring us safely through our lives and lead us home to heaven. So may we, like Jenny, look forward to our own resurrection and the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, Kathleen's going to play beautiful music for us as we find here in our service sheet this beautiful hymn, Amazing Grace. Now, when John Newton wrote it, he assumed everybody would know that the grace was from God through Jesus Christ. And here we sing about how, well, like Jenny, she came to this beautiful assurance of knowing the Lord God. Her fears were relieved, and that grace was so precious to her. He brought her through these many dangers, toils, and snares, and us also. And he's promised good to us. He'll be our shield and portion. And when we've been eternity in heaven, we've still got a long way to run. I'll be there with you. God bless you much. Kathleen, let's sing together. Thank you.
Would you please be seated and bow your heads for this time of prayer. You, O Lord, are full of compassion and mercy, slow to anger and of great goodness, as a father cares for his children, so is your care, O Lord, for those who fear you. For you know of what we are made, you remember that we are but dust. Our days are like the grass, we flourish like a flower in the field. When the wind goes over it, it is gone, and its place will know it no more. But your loving kindness, O Lord, endures forever and ever on those that fear you, and your righteousness on their children's children. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for creating Jenny in your image and for who she was, for her beauty and for her unique personality and the rich blessings we enjoyed in her and through her. We do pray for your help on Colin and the family at this time. We thank you for over 50 years of marriage. We pray for your fatherly comfort on Colin, Chanel, Rain, and all who are most affected at this sad time. We thank you for the friendship Jenny gave to all of us. Heavenly Father, this day we thank you for the work of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter that you've given to Jenny and to us. We thank you for the hope we have that has been shared this morning of the resurrection to eternal life in the risen Lord Jesus Christ. So, Father, we do thank you so much that Jenny worshipped you and trusted in Jesus as her Saviour and Lord. Thank you for your Holy Spirit and dwelling in Jenny and sustaining her through all her trials and all her sufferings. And thank you for your promise that you have kept for Jenny to never leave us or forsake us. We thank you that now Jenny has conquered in Christ and gone to be with her Lord and Saviour. And so, Father, we pray that we too, following Jenny's example, would be sustained by the power of your Spirit to worship and serve your Son all our days. Dear Father, fill us with the hope that comes from a deep trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, who has gone to prepare a place for all who love him. Father, trusting in Jesus, we pray together the prayer that your Son taught us to pray, as is printed in our booklets. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Would you please be upstanding for our final prayers? Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, you have given us a sure and certain hope of the resurrection to eternal life. In your keeping are all those who have departed in Christ. We here commit the body of our dear sister, Jeanette Elaine van der Watt, to be cremated. Earth to earth, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who died and was buried and rose again for us, who shall change our mortal body that it may be like his glorious body. Thanks be to God who gives us the victory through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen.
If I should stay, I would only be in your way, so I'll go. But I know I'll think of you every step of the way. And all you